Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Bangladesh's deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says Mohammad Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman says Bangladesh belongs to people of all faiths, including Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists and Christians. US formally notifies that future H-1B cap selections to be based on wage levels rather than random lottery alone. Israeli military kills senior commander of Iran's Quds force in strike in northeast Lebanon. And in women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. Bangladesh's deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said that Mohammad Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. The 78-year-old Awami League leader also said that the current ruling group, which has seized power illegally, is setting horrific precedents such as burning religious minorities to death, in an apparent reference to the lynching of a Hindu man in Bangladesh last week. In her message on the occasion of Christmas yesterday, Ms. Hasina accused the Yunus government of interfering with the freedom of people of all religions and communities to practice their own faiths. She firmly believes that the people of Bangladesh will not allow this dark time to continue any longer, she said. The Hindu population in Bangladesh has been affected by a series of incidents against minority communities in the country after the ouster of Hasina government in August last year. Last week, a 25-year-old Hindu worker was lynched by a mob in Mymensingh city. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman has urged people to maintain peace as he presented a vision of an inclusive society, saying the country belongs to people of all faiths, including Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists and Christians. Rehman's remarks in his first address to party supporters after arriving in Dhaka after 17 years came as minorities, especially Hindus, have been affected by a series of incidents against them in Bangladesh since the interim government assumed power in August last year. Rehman said, "The time has come for all of us to build the country together." He said, "This country belongs to people of the hills and the plains, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists and Christians." A sweeping change to the US H-1B visa selection process will have effect among Indian technology professionals and Indian-American families. Department of Homeland Security formally notified that future H-1B cap selections will be weighed based on wage levels rather than random lottery alone. DHS said the rule is intended to address shortages in positions requiring highly skilled or highly educated workers while protecting the wages, working conditions and job opportunities of US workers. For Indian nationals who account for a large share of H-1B approvals and dominate the long employment-based green card backlog, the shift is being closely watched as a potential restructuring of how foreign talent enters the US technology workforce. Israeli military has killed a senior commander of Iran's Quds force in an Israeli strike in northeast Lebanon. In a joint statement, Israel Defense Forces and Shin Bet Security Agency said Hussein Mohammed Marshad al-Jawhari was a top commander in the operations unit of Quds force, the extraterritorial arm of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. According to the Israeli statement, al-Jawhari had been involved in recent years in advancing terrorist plots against Israel in the Syria-Lebanon arena. It said the operations unit, also known as Unit 840, is responsible for directing Iranian attacks against Israel. The Israeli military also released drone footage showing the strike. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. The United States carried out an airstrike against Islamic State militants in northwest Nigeria yesterday at the request of Nigeria's government, U.S. President Donald Trump said, claiming the group had been targeting Christians in the region. Trump said in a post on social media that the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorists in northwest Nigeria. The U.S. military's Africa Command said the strike was carried out at the request of the Nigerian authorities in northwest Nigeria and killed multiple ISIS militants. The strike comes after Trump started in the late October began warning that Christianity faces an existential threat in Nigeria and threatened to military intervention in the West African country. Newly declassified documents from the U.S. National Security Archive reveal candid conversations between then U.S. President John W. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin, exposing concerns over nuclear proliferation with Pakistan and Iran at the center of global concern. The documents, covering meetings and calls from 2001 to 2008, highlight ongoing cooperation between Pakistani elements and foreign nuclear programs. The transcripts reveal Bush describing Pakistan as a junta with nuclear weapons, questioning why the West avoided criticism despite Islamabad's democratic deficit and growing nuclear risk. The National Security Archive said the records provide previously unavailable evidence of the depth of concern shared privately by US and Russian leaders about Pakistan. Pakistan developed its nuclear arsenal outside the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and has long been under international scrutiny. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate anti-terror conference in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the two-day conference is a meeting point for operational forces, technical, legal and forensic experts engaged in counter-terrorism, for deliberations on issues impacting national security and threats emerging out of terrorism. It added that the key focus of the conference will be on developing synergies among various stakeholders by establishing formal and informal channels for coordinated action against the menace of terrorism. The ministry also said that the conference will include sessions on collecting evidence from foreign jurisdictions, digital forensics and data analysis in counter-terrorism investigations, emerging hybrid threats to national security, among others. The two-day conference is being organized by the National Investigation Agency. Nation is remembering Shaheed Uddham Singh on his 126th birth anniversary today. Born in 1899, on this day in village Sunam of Punjab in the undivided India, revolutionary freedom fighter avenged the Jallianwala Bagh massacre by assassinating Michael O'Dwyer, the then Lieutenant Governor of Punjab. While in custody of the Britishers, he used the name Ram Mohammad Singh Azad, representing the three major religions in India and his anti-colonial sentiments. He was an active member of the Gadar Party and Hindustan Socialist Republic Association. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram, today. The match will start at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first game on Sunday and won the second game by 7 wickets on Tuesday in Vishakhapatnam. 164th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, the renowned Indian educationist, freedom fighter and founder of Banaras Hindu University, was observed yesterday in Kathmandu. Nepal had 6 prime ministers, including presiding prime minister of Nepal, Sushila Karki, who have studied from BHU. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Bangladesh deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says Mohammed Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman says Bangladesh belongs to people of all faiths. US formally notifies that future H-1B cap selections to be based on wage levels rather than random lottery alone. Israeli military kills senior commander of Iran's Quds force in strike in northeast Lebanon. And in women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.